So just wanted to ask you, there's always a lot of thinking in your songs, but the music always sounds sort of playful. Is it difficult to balance the playful nature of the music with lyrics that are always sort of searching and asking questions?
No, I've always been playing with, you know, lightness and darkness, or levity and, you know, sincerity, and kind of playing those off. Like, since the first song I wrote, I was playing with those contrasts of the music offsetting the lyrics.
And I guess sort of doing this throughout your career, is that kind of where you've arrived at this new album with the title, Are You Serious?
The title has been the working title for the last four or five records as sort of a joke to myself. But it comes from a lot of places. And I finally thought this was the time to call it that. You know, I do a lot of shows with comedians where I follow a comedian and go on, and it's a strange thing. It's very jarring. Like, the comedians are by nature very irreverent.
Mm.
And even though they might be processing personal stuff through their comedy, it's still, I come on stage, no matter how irreverent my song may be, the expectation is that it's very sincere, and here's my thoughts and feelings through song, and, you know, and you feel kind of like a chump when you come up there after a comedian.
You've spoken a lot about sincerity just then, and this is a very personal record for you. You've admitted as such in interviews and the like, a catalogue, some brutal times that you've gone through. Why did you decide to speak from the heart this time around? Was it more of a case you couldn't not?
I kind of had no choice, honestly. I mean, the stuff that was happening was so real and visceral compared to what my life before it, you know, where I had loads of time to get lost in my own machinations. And I used to write songs to entertain myself before that, and that seems like such a luxury. Whereas, you know, life in the last four or five years is it's been very, very intense.
If we talk about the making of the record, you chose to work with Tony Berg again. You kind of liken it to an editor working with an author on a novel. How did his approach help form Are You Serious?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time in my whole career I've worked with a producer. Tony helped me make Mysterious Production of Eggs, but he wasn't really involved in this way. So I was really looking for someone who wouldn't just light candles and set the mood and say it needs to be more orange or something. I really wanted concrete nuts and bolts advice on how to make better songs. I was just absolutely determined to make a record that was just better, I think. I don't know how else to describe it, but, and he really brought that, exactly what I was looking for. And, you know, later on, he started getting a little more abstract when we were mixing. But early on, it was like very boring theory type stuff, voice readings. And, but I was loving it. I was really enjoying it.
Because you are a talented multi-instrumentalist, you did have a number of collaborators on the record. But what do you look for when you go out and ask people to help you contribute to albums?
The drummer that I play with has the largest effect on how I sing or how I phrase or how I play or how the song is put together. So in every couple of years, I like to change who I'm playing with. And this new drummer, Ted Poor, he comes from like a avant-garde jazz background, but when I first heard him play, I could tell he understood how a song was put together and was a brilliant musician. So, and he's got like a really muscular kind of groovy feel that, like that first song, Capsized, was the first thing we tracked, and it singing against his playing, just the tension between the drums and the voice, is a new thing for me. But then guys like Blake Mills, who has a producer's brain and is becoming a pretty huge producer right now. He's one of the few people it's kind of rare that I play with people that are kind of at my level ear-wise and music-wise, and he's there. He just raises the bar. Mm. So all around, it was just a really kind of unprecedented group of musicians.
And speaking of collaboration, there's a particularly lovely duet with Fiona Apple on the record, Left-Handed Kisses. It kind of brings together two different people. You sing as the skeptic, she as the romantic, kind of like opposites attract. Do you think that opposites attract, or is it a bit more complicated than that?
It's always more complicated than that, I think. I mean, that is a phenomenon. My parents are total textbook opposite the track scenario, but no, I didn't really think of it like we were necessarily opposites. But there's definitely two schools of thought. Like I'm kind of a little more in my head and trying to write a love song. I'm trying to be sincere, but it's not cutting it for her. And she's saying, if you really love me, it wouldn't require so much explanation. You just come out and say it, you know, or show it. And she has a point.
Was it a lot of fun putting that track together with her?
It was. The whole song was kind of a crazy journey from something totally in my head where, it's a lot of times you have these dialogue songs in your head and it's just your own, inside your own brain, so there's no need for pronouns. You don't have to decide he, she, it, or tenses or anything. All this stuff is totally unnecessary when it's bouncing around in your head, and then you have to externalize it and find who's saying what to whom and have it make sense in a dramatic way. And it was, that song took 5 years to get it right, you know.
Wow. But that's all I had time for, Andrew. So thanks so much for talking to us here at 2SER 107.3.
Yeah, sure.